morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm with you for about 55 minutes today. As always, I introduce this person as the mayor of the city of Pittsfield, and I also introduce him as a friend. His name is Peter Marchetti. He was the president of the city council. He was the president of the parade committee. He was the president of PCT. He's been just about every president you can be, and I've already talked him out of running for the president of the United States because it's a tough job. But good morning, Mayor Marchetti.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good on this closing in on the Christmas Hanukkah holidays. I'm trying to get in a festive mood. I lost my brother before the Thursday before Thanksgiving. I'm still trying to deal with that.
Yep. It's a happy time of year for most, and it's also, you know, a trying time for others. You know, I just went to a Christmas concert that I took my mom to. And, you know, she said she wanted to go. And, you know, for me, it's our first Christmas without my dad. Yeah. So how do you navigate through that? And, you know, the last couple of years have been, geez, I'm not really in the mood. But
yeah,
you got to find a way to do it, because I know that they want you to move on. And so
yeah,
we got to try the best we can.
That's exactly right. And you exist for the memories.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, we are, folks, just to let everybody know, we are recording this on December 16th. And it snowed this morning. And let me take my hat off. I don't have one, but if I did, I would take it off. To the street crews and the city workers. God, you're doing a great job, and it's a nasty snow because once you drive on it, it's slippery. So I can't say enough good. I had to be out early this morning for an early morning appointment, and I will tell you, I was so impressed with the job they've done. So hats off to the city employees who make our streets safe and all the stuff they do. And I want to thank.
I will pass that.
Yeah, Chief Sammons was on this morning with some really, if you can't replay it, if you didn't see it, please. The fire chief really gave us some great, great things about heaters and overloading things with the holiday stuff. We want everybody to have a safe holiday. So help us out with that. So what else is up? Now, how's the trash going? And then I'll let you explain and I'll give you my feedie.
So I had a meeting last week with Killian Flynn from Casella. You know, as we said from the get-go, there would be bumps in the road. And, you know, we've experienced quite a few bumps in the road. We had a conversation and his response was, congratulations, Mayor, you pulled it off. We still have some issues to work through, but he believes that we've had a pretty successful transition. You know, I knew we would have bumps in the road. So as someone who strives for perfection, we didn't quite get there, but, you know, we continue to hear a variety of things, such as, you know, the mayor didn't communicate this well, or it wasn't implemented well. I just think it's funny, and I throw it out there, when you're driving around town and you're seeing all the toters, look for how many of the plastic baggies are still hanging with all the directions about what to do with your toter that are still hanging on the toter. You know, there was the postcard to say it was coming. There were all the public meetings beforehand. There was the city council meetings. There was the implementation meetings, and plenty of radio, TV, social media.
Yeah.
And then the trifold that was in with everybody's toters. But I think we're doing well. You know, initial numbers are showing a huge reduction in trash collection. I think if we do a comparison of November to 23 to November of 24, there's 500 tons less of trash
Wow.
for the implementation. And it's hard because as we rolled out, we did weekly rollouts of recycles and then we did weekly rollouts of trash. That 500 tons of trash reduction was really, by then, three routes were operating on a normal basis for November, and two routes came on. Our recycling numbers have gone from something like 9 to 13%. So the numbers are moving in the direction that we want it to. The trash reduction, I think, comes from two things. One, the increased recycling, and two, as we unrolled out the program, we were collecting for what we thought was a four family, which is now a five family because somebody didn't pull a permit. So we're learning about all of these homes that what it is compared to what the property record shows are two different things. And so we've been adjusting as we go through the process. And so, I'll be excited when we get to budget season and we have many months of data in front of us to be able to make the projection. But at $500 or at 500 tons per month or 600 tons per month, we will achieve our reduction that we put forth and then some.
Well,
So,
go ahead. I was Pittsfield doesn't
it's a
change well, but I will tell you from what I have seen and what I personally experienced, it's I think it's been a success.
The streets are, I think, are doing better. I think our process was slow in the beginning to tag people and say, you're not following the rules. But for the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've been pretty consistent with tagging folks
I've
and
seen
putting
them, yeah.
the, this is the proper way. And we're going to follow that up with enforcement through the Board of Health in the very near future, to get everyone on the same page. It's interesting. There have been folks coming up to me in public that had told me months ago this was the dumbest idea, and are now coming and saying, hey, it's really not that bad.
Yeah.
We tried. Somebody called the office and said, just wanted to tell the mayor that we thought it was foolish, but he said to do X, Y, and Z. We've been following the directive that he gave us, and you know what? He was right. We can fit our trash in a 48-gallon toter, and we have a lot more recycling now. And so, I think it's all, as I said during the implementation, there's 17,000 plus households. I cannot come up with a solution for every single household
Right.
because, some people don't keep any trash in their house. They keep it outside. Some people keep a little pail next to the refrigerator. Some people keep a little pail under their sink. I can't come up with a system for every single household of how you throw out your trash, how you do the recycles. But, we've been attempting to be as forthright with information as we can, offering as many recyclable bins as folks want. I think we'll get to where we need to go.
Oh, I think it's really caught on with a lot of people. I really do, and I think is I don't want to say become people become more accustomed to it, but people become more accustomed to it. It's just going to sink in. I mean, I find that for us, the only issue that I have, I live in an old house with a small garage. I had to move some other things out to make room. But you're right, recycling is much better. I mean, we tried to recycle, but now it's just so easy. And it's much easier wheeling the paper out during paper recycling than it is schlepping that thing out. So
It's not, and it's not blowing away.
it's not blowing away. Yes. Yeah, give it some more time. I mean, I hear it too. Well, I want to come on your show because I want to talk to you about this stupid trash thing. And I said, well, it's already been talked about enough. I don't have an opening for the trash talk. Get it, Kat? But so,
And
go ahead.
as time goes on, I think it will prove to be a success.
I do too.
And I guess it's defying success. 100% of the people aren't going to do exactly what they're supposed to, but we'll get close.
Hey, if I don't think I've ever been in a place where 100% of the people were supposed to do what they, but if you do, call me because I want to go there.
Right.
The whole and again, I do want to say to everybody involved, I don't know if you've seen it, but I've seen it, and I'm speaking to the audience now. I see a change in the city, a change on North Street. I had the DA on the other day. They're hitting the ground running, the police, the state police, and so many people that I talk to, I don't want to say excited. It's more like they're refreshed that stuff is happening. The stuff that you said would happen is happening. The only negative thing that a couple of people have said is they would wish, and I don't know who they're talking, I don't think it's the city, but when they start digging up a street, they finished a job before they dig up another street. I don't have an issue with that. I don't know.
And I
I
think
don't know the detail. That's public works.
for me that makes sense. But if you're a contractor and you're doing a pretty large project, I also think it makes sense to pick four or five streets, dig them up, do the work you need to do, and repave them,
Yeah.
because especially if they're in the same area, right?
Yeah.
So if you're, I don't know, let's just say the D streets, just because I know that they're all kind of together. It doesn't make sense to dig one all up, do what you need to do, repave it, and move on to the next one when you could tear all five streets up.
That's
But
right.
you should then go back pretty quickly after you dig them up and repave them. But a lot of our road pavement work like that is done from a con you know via contract. It's not our
Yeah.
DPW employees doing
Right.
that.
Right.
So can I have
I
a
think
conversation with the commissioner?
it was out. I mean, basically, it was the people on Elm Street and Newell Street. It seemed like they dig it up. They'd have signs, and then you wouldn't see them for a week, but it'd still be
Right.
all, you know. So, I mean, I understand what they're saying. I also understand the construction piece of it. And what I really like what you're doing, and let me just say that, if we're gonna dig up a street to put a gas line in, let's put the new sewer line and water line in while we're here. 'Cause
Well,
that never made a lot of sense to me.
no, and last year or the year before, we dug up a lot of Valentine Road to do work for Eversource.
Right.
Then we repaved a part of it. Then we dug it up to put in water lines. So that doesn't make sense. And so my end of Valentine has still not been paved, but we've got more water lines to do. So next spring, when we do the water lines, we'll fix the road.
There you go. See that? I
In the
mean,
meantime, I know when traffic's going by when they hit that one pothole out in front of my
oh
house.
yeah, I'll tell you. There's if it, I've driven your road recently, and you're right. It's like a tank trail. That's what they used to call them. But going back just quickly with that, when my son lived in New York City, they had a lot of really old stuff. And they did that. They closed his street, literally closed it and dug up everything. Water, sewer, electric, everything. And redid it all and then paved it. It was beautiful. So I think
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
you're on the right track with that. So now
Makes
I
sense.
know this is I know you lay awake at night thinking about this. What's your thought on the carousel?
Well,
I am being
I think
sorry.
it has I think it has possibilities. And it's proven to be a very interesting topic. And I think it's been a conversation that's been taking place for a really long time. And I know who I'm dealing with. Right. I'm dealing with Mr. Schulman, who is the owner of the organization in the carousel. And I know that he has a passion for ensuring that the carousel lives on and hopes that it lives on in Pittsfield. I know there are a lot of people who want to see the carousel up and running. And I know there's an awful lot of people that don't want to see a single taxpayer dollar used for the carousel. I look at it and had some conversations. I know some folks don't agree with me, but properties that get abandoned, and not that this property's abandoned, but it's vacant, nothing's happening there, seem to find a way to slip into disrepair and things only get worse rather than better. I think there's a way to navigate this process that the carousel reopens. Those that have a love for the carousel give their time. There are a number of people in the community coming forward and saying, let us help you fundraise. And so, in the right hands, I think it has life. I look at the one in Holyoke that Mr. Schulman will continue to tell me is run by Holyoke, and it is run by the Department of Conservation and Recreation. But if we look at it as someplace that is simply a carousel where kids hop on, ride around 10 times and hop off, it doesn't make a ton of sense. If we look at it as a place where you can go, or you can have a birthday party, or you can hold an event, then it might make some sense.
I agree.
I think there's an awful lot of work that got put into it, awful lot of money that got put into it, that there needs to be efforts to put it in hands of people who can operate it. And if it means the city is that negotiator to make it happen, then so be it. We'll be that
Right.
person.
Yeah, no, I not that my vote counts only for one person, but I'm in favor of it. I think the possibility of using some RSVP people, maybe one or two full-time people, just somebody has to be in charge.
Right.
But to me, for kiddos, for adults, as you said, for parties, all those kinds of things. I think it's an investment, and I really do. I'm not afraid to say it. I do anything I can to help you promote it if that's the decision of the city. But I th and I say to the councilors, nobody likes taxes, but if you keep beating that one drum, people are going to go tone deaf.
Right. Well, I mean, I think we're in a good spot. I'm working on formulating a committee of people trying to be balanced and put people who don't want it, people that do want it, because I think the people that don't want it to be city controlled. So I think it's important to have that voice there. And then, if they're fine with finding others to run it, then I think we can find the solution. Carson Kressley, who is in town often to help in the old days do fundraising, he and another community member that knows him and I are going to do a Zoom call
Oh,
right
cool.
after the holidays to talk about how to establish a fundraiser and how to establish an endowment for the carousel. And I think that that's what it needs. It needs bodies, and it needs money. And money, I think, can come from a variety of sources, not just the city pockets. And there's an awful lot of people who spend a lot of time on that, that it would be a shame to see it dismantle. And I don't know, we talk about the feasibility of moving it from there to Wacona Park and how expensive it's going to be. What other community might want to come and swipe it away at the cost of taking it? So let's find a solution before it's a problem, is my attitude.
And I can remember you just and I don't remember where I parked the car, so you tweak the memory. I can remember going to an adult birthday party there for that piece of it, and then going to the home afterwards. But everybody gathered and rode and it was as much for adults as children. So I think you're part of a party venue and things like that. And I guess my only other thing, opinion, and is that it go down to the Wacona Park, Wacona area rather than the common. That's just my own personal thing. I do want to say this before pause. No, oh, we're recording. Whoa. Made a heart attack here. I have to say the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti, except after his comments. Peter in the mayor's office, Peter White in the city council, and or the person who's trying to ride their bicycle up the street today without bike snow tires. So, all in all, you're going to be knocking down your first year.
Right around the corner. We've been having that conversation a lot the last couple of weeks, as we move into the end of the first year. I mean, as you said, we're taping this on December 16th. 2 weeks from now is December 30th, and I was inaugurated on January 2nd. So we're 2 weeks away from the first year. It's been interesting. We've been starting to plan the State of the City address that we're going to do on January 16th at 6 o'clock, from the auditorium at Taconic.
Oh, wow.
And so there'll be press coming out about that in the near future. And so we've been looking at campaign promises versus office deliverables. And I think we'll have a pretty good set of success stories to be able to share at that State of the City. And I think we have a roadmap for the future. One of it is housing and how important housing is to the city of Pittsfield. And if you talk to any existing business that's trying to recruit people, housing is a roadblock. And so, we continue to look at options, and we have the White Terrace apartments that should be open in early 25.
Oh, cool.
So there's 40 something units of affordable housing on North Street. We have the Wright building that's underway on North Street. So that's 30 something more units of housing that come on board probably end of 25 or beginning of 26. We have a downtown housing study that's about to go public that finds 10 to 12 downtown spaces
No.
where from the second floor up could be potential for housing. And we have Hibbert School in a feasibility study right now, to be able to put that in the hands of the a developer sometime in 2025 for housing. And we have, other interested folks
Good.
looking at developing housing. There's a conversation of some, well, some housing at Woodlawn Ave that we've talked about previously, and there are other places.
Yeah.
And we're working on the ADUs legislation that's coming out so that we can also take advantage of that for housing. We're going to continue our economic development push and continue to work with some of the companies that we have worked with. I know everyone is happy to say just go out and recruit and bring businesses here, but it's not as easy as it looks.
Right.
And you're competing not just within Massachusetts, but we're competing with a lot of communities in New York and Connecticut. And so sometimes it's who's ponying up to the table with the best offer. And so that offer is both the city and state
Yeah.
piece. I know that we have some businesses that in early 25 will be bringing forward some assistance for their expansions, and hopefully be able to solidify one, two, or three of the businesses that we're trying to deal with to expand in Pittsfield.
Yeah, and like you said, you've nailed it. If they can't afford to move here, or there isn't anything to move to, I mean, I'll be honest with you, just with us, we'd like to downsize to a ranch. We're up and downstairs, and if a ranch comes on the market, if they put the sign up at 8 o'clock, at 8:30, there's a bid on it. So,
Right.
you
Well, and
know.
it's not a buyer's market either.
No,
So,
no.
you could sell what you have for a ton of money, but you'll probably be investing just as much to buy a smaller property.
Yes. Yeah. And if you buy a fixer upper, I won't be here when it's done being fixed up, 'cause you got to wait for everything from
Right.
we're going to take a break. This is for people that are tuning in, and there's a lot of what I've noticed at the various venues. There's a lot of new people in the city. They may come for the, but I'm talking Dottie's Coffee Shop and the Marketplace. People that they're working here at least,
Right.
and so there is growth. When we come back, we'll talk about the new school that the state has approved. So that, I mean. Let me just. I get frustrated when I hear there's no progress or things are always the same, because there is progress. It's the mayor's office has progress. The fire chief, when you listen to all the calls, the hazmat and everything they get, the police, the city this morning out plowing. I get a little frustrated with people who have never driven a plow, but can comment on how to plow. With that, we'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. I am here with Mayor Peter Marchetti. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah!
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, "Alexa, play WTBRFM," and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story.
Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at PittsfieldTV.org. The whole story since 1986, PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. I'm pleased to have with me today the mayor of the city of Pittsfield. We're going to talk about the greetings, the Hanukkah. This is a unique year, prophetic year, actually. Hanukkah and Christmas are at the same time, same day. And to me, maybe there's a message there. I don't want to. I just think there could be a message there that we got to start taking care of each other, as I say every day. I say it every day. The civility in this, we got to get our civility back. I wish somebody Merry Christmas, a friend, and this lady said to me, when are you people going to let that crap go? And I say, what? So there you go. Merry Christmas.
Well, and I mean, I get it because we make an assumption that we all celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
But I think there's a way about it. And so I'm more careful about who I'm wishing.
Oh, me too. Yeah. The person I was wishing Merry Christmas to wasn't this lady. She happened to be walking by.
Well, there are people that want to provide an opinion everywhere.
They're like belly buttons. Everybody's got one.
Yep.
So, yep. All in all, what's been the most challenging part of your first year?
Probably working through the personnel issues that pop up on a daily basis. And listening to the experts out in the community, that know more. And I'm being sarcastic, and trying to ensure that folks get the training and the, stuff that they need to be able to do their job. Yeah. And also like trying to set expectations, right? We all know what people expect.
Sure.
And that is that you woke up this morning, it was snowing, you had an appointment to get to, you could get to that appointment. That's what you expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got there. And so it's really trying to focus on those aspects and knowing that the one similarity between being the senior VP of retail banking at the co-op and being mayor is I think that both entities need to provide premier customer service. And, you know, I got a compliment the other day that somebody said it's so refreshing to call any number in City Hall because now people are trying to help me. And, you know, I think that that's just a mission, a vision. You know, we're here for that. And, you know, at the same time, you know, we are here to serve the public, but there's also a fine line between serving the public and having someone abuse you and swear.
That's exactly right.
And so if that's what you're doing and the staff hangs up on you, sorry, not sorry. When you want to conduct yourself in a reasonable manner, we'll continue to engage in a conversation and try to find a solution. And you know what? 99.9% of the time, we can find a solution to a problem. It may take a little bit of time, but we can find a solution.
And they have to understand, too, with government, most things are not instantaneous.
Right.
If it's a funding issue, a pothole is one thing. But some people call up about stuff, and, you know, I get people get mad at me because they just want to call up and complain, and I'm not going to do that. What's your solution for the problem? I don't have one, but they should be able to fix it. Well, I just think that you're doing the right thing all around with that.
It's engaging conversations. I was out and about this weekend and I had somebody telling me that this was wrong and that was wrong and this was wrong and, you know, this is terrible and this is. And so I just turned it back around and said, what would you do differently? And the person didn't have an answer.
Yeah.
And, you know, you should know this and you should know that, and turn around and ask some questions. Well, why don't you know this? How, you know? And so, I mean, I get it and I understand it. I think there's a lot more good than bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to stay focused on the positive. Trying to fit in the social schedule that the mayor needs to keep has been complicated, especially, last weekend, I think there were 7 events on Saturday alone. What do you do? I get up every day with an agenda to take care of. And well, at 4 o'clock, I determined how successful I was on that day's agenda because things pop up and you need to take care of them.
Yeah, you have to have a purpose in life. That's me. And I try to like you to do the same. I get up with a tentative agenda. And I don't always accomplish it. But I can't go from pillar to post. I can't get up without some plan. Maybe it's just me. But I think it helps guide us.
I love a day when you wake up and you have nothing planned whatsoever and you can just lounge if you want to. But I think for me, there needs to be a plan. There needs to be some action that happens during the course of the day that makes things better.
Well, what's been the most rewarding part of the job?
Watching kids. As I shouldn't even